It's not too surprising when a country singer crosses over onto the pop charts. Happens all the time. But a few years ago, one country singer went where few others had gone before. She scored a global electronic dance hit. That's DJ Zedd, the EDM duo Gray, and country singer Maren Morris. The Middle introduced a lot of people to Morris' voice, but with her new album, she wants fans of that song to get to know her.
Used to take the roads without a twist or bend. Driving with my eyes closed, I could see the end. I was going somewhere.
This is Maren Morris' first album since the pandemic. It's called Humble Quest, a provocative title that needs a little explaining.
I went through a ton of changes and deterioration and growth. And I had my son at the beginning of COVID. Right after that, like, all touring got blown out for 2 years. And so, yeah, it was sort of like me discovering this new part of myself as a mom and at the same time losing a little bit of my identity as an artist. I also lost my friend and producer, Busby, to cancer. And I feel like I'm stronger on the other side. And these songs definitely brought me out of a dark place, and they were really healing to create.
And you had that first child March of 2020. And the gift I think that you're giving your son Hayes is that you wrote a song, Hummingbird, on this album. Tell us about that song.
Yeah. So at the top of Hummingbird, you're actually hearing a little iPhone recording of my son.
Mama.
Hummingbird, I actually wrote the day that I found out I was pregnant with Hayes. And it was just about meeting this imminent child.
I've been looking out the window for a glimmer, not knowing you've been with me all along. Hummingbird, hummingbird, you're the sound of these strings. Hummingbird, hummingbird, on my skin rest your wings.
I asked Google this question. I wrote right in the search bar. I said, what kind of genre is Maren Morris's music?
What did Google say?
What answer came up? Google said country. You're a country artist according to Google. You good with that?
I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm fine with the title country artist. All my favorite artists have done all kinds of genres throughout their careers, like Willie Nelson doing an album with Ray Charles. And I'm like a huge Linda Ronstadt fan who was always sort of genre bendy. So even though I live in Nashville and I'm from Texas and I feel like my songwriting at its core is country, I think you can hear a lot of different influences when you've heard any of my records.
I drove circles around this town, trying to ride circles around this town, trying to say something with meaning, something worth singing about. I've been counting up in ruthless, yeah, I got here, but the truth is, far when I hit it, it all looked different, but I still got the pedal down.
Back in January, when Circles Around This Town was released, I heard it and I thought, wow, okay, Maren Morris is doubling down on country. And it surprised me because Greg Kirsten is producing this. He worked with Adele on 25 and 30. He co-wrote Hello and produced Kelly Clarkson's Stronger. So I thought, okay, Greg Kirsten, Maren Morris, she's firmly going into the pop world, but you didn't. Are you doubling down on country?
I mean, I think just out of making this record during a time where we had to do it remotely, I wasn't in the room with a bunch of giant track guys. Like, we were just writing through Zoom, and the closest instrument would be an acoustic guitar or a piano. And so I feel like the songs on this album were born out of a really organic sound. Like, we weren't trying to overproduce it or put a bunch of bells and whistles and synths all over it. I think there are songs on this record that are still, like, pretty sonically ambitious.
You make me... Oh.
wondering if you ever felt that push-pull tension that some country artists have felt when they dare to make music deemed to be more pop.
Yeah, I've definitely felt the pressure of feeling like I'm not country enough for this crowd, or I'm too country for this crowd. And so feeling like the middle child in a lot of ways. But I feel like that's become my strength, is just not fitting into someone else's already carved out lane. And I'm okay with that.
Now, you wrote a letter accompanying this album, and in it you write how the pandemic humbled you. The death of a friend, motherhood, and marriage all humbled you. Maren, what have you discovered about the word humble, and what does the word humble mean to you now?
I just always thought that was such an interesting word, because it does mean that you're grounded, but I think that for me, over the last 2 years, that word has changed, and I think it means you're the closest to your compass that you've ever been. It's how in touch are you with yourself, and how it's going to be an ongoing conversation and journey. And I think every day I feel more confident in what I'm doing here, and at the same time knocked down a peg. So it's just going to be that forever push-pull. You know, it's tough being a woman in the music industry, and it's really tough being in country music, because there's just so few of us. And so you stick out like a sore thumb no matter what you do, even just by existing. So, you know, tomorrow I might be insecure again. Who knows? But I feel like I'm humble enough for me and the people that love me. And that's honestly all I care about.
That's Maren Morris. Her new album is called Humble Quest. Maren, thanks a lot.
Thank you. That was a pleasure.